Back in the 70s, an unknown singer-songwriter named Bruce Springsteen was a frequent performer at a rock and roll bar in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Over the years, the club, the Stone Pony, has become sacred ground for legions of Springsteen fans. Bruce himself drops in from time to time. But now, a redevelopment plan for the Jersey Shore town could replace the Stone Pony with condominiums. Nancy Solomon of member station WBGO reports.
Asbury Park was once the jewel of the Jersey Shore, with grand hotels, theaters, and a Victorian pavilion. But in the mid-1980s, when the city attempted to revamp its boardwalk, its developer razed most of the old buildings and then declared bankruptcy.
Young men on the corner like scattered leaves. The boarded up windows, the empty streets. My brother's down on his knees. My city of ruins. My city of ruins.
Bruce Springsteen sang this song at a September 11th benefit in New York, but the song is really about Asbury Park. Now the only viable business on the boardwalk is the Stone Pony. It's a low-slung, somewhat shabby building, which attracts legions of rock fans who make the pilgrimage to see the house Bruce built.
And let's rock on tonight.
The owner of the Stone Pony, Dominic Santana, thanks the crowd at a free music show last week to rally opposition to the new reconstruction plan. After more than 15 years, the city has finally found a developer to invest in the decrepit boardwalk. But the company believes the bar's screaming guitar licks and heavy metal rockers don't work well with upscale condominiums. They want to move the club into a different building a few blocks down the boardwalk, but Santana objects.
This was the entertainment mecca of New Jersey. This was the honky-tonk town. It wasn't built on condos. It is an entertainment resort town. It is not a bedroom community.
Santana says he's been swamped by thousands of letters and emails from diehard fans from around the country who want the Stone Pony saved. As a young man, Councilman John Lafredo watched Springsteen play here in the 70s. But now he believes what's best for the waterfront is a project that will bring in business investment and tax dollars.
We've waited a long time for this redevelopment to happen. We were here when there was nothing, and we've held on, having to deal with what we dealt with. I cannot tell the people of this city now that we're not going to move forward because this building stands in the middle of where the redevelopment is going to start.
The developer, Larry Fishman of Oceanfront Acquisitions, says he's willing to build around the Stone Pony if noise and parking problems can be worked out. But as holder of the redevelopment rights, the company can require the city to condemn the property. Most weekend nights, Mike and Sarah drives halfway across New Jersey to the Stone Pony in hopes that Bruce will drop in to join some old friends on the stage. Springsteen grew up nearby and played here when he was a nobody. If the place were moved, and Sarah says, it just wouldn't be the same.
It'll be some bar called the Stone Pony that nobody has any memories of, and, you know, who's going to care? You know, I mean, this is where it's at. This is where it happened. This is where Bruce walked out on the stage. This is where he performed 25 years ago. If you move it down the street, that's not where they performed.
Springsteen has done more than write songs and make an occasional appearance for his old town. In December, he played five nights at Asbury Park's convention hall, raising money for local organizations and city services. He's yet to comment on the redevelopment plan, which gets its first formal presentation before the city council tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Asbury Park, New Jersey.